Father Gerian Nerivitil was born on June 8, 1971, the second of three sons to Joseph and Mary Nerivitil in Edapally, Kochi, India. From a very young age, he loved the Holy Mass and Mother Mary dearly. Even at the age of two or three, whenever he'd notice a cross anywhere, he would stop and kneel before it. Even at that young age, his closeness to God and love for prayer was evident. Before he turned five, he started attending Mass daily with his mother. And as he grew older, he became an altar server in the parish. Cheria-chan, as he was commonly known, was always good in studies and had always done well in all subjects in his school finals. His father wanted him to study engineering, but Cheria-chan knew deep down in his heart that he wanted to become a priest. He later revealed to his parents his decision on joining the seminary. But both of his parents were shocked, as Cheria-chan had never spoke of becoming a priest. His father was a bit disappointed with his decision, that he tried talking his son out of it. But Cheria-chan remained very firm on his decision, and his father finally let him have his way. He was ordained a priest on January 1st, 1997. His father spoke of how before Cheria-chan's ordination, he told his family that no one should expect financial gain through him becoming a priest, as his only aim was to be a servant of God. And this was something evident throughout his life, as he had always lived that life for others, and of poverty, never wanting anything for himself, and never owning much in life. Just by glancing at the things he left behind, one finds little paper sculptures, incomplete paper crafts, tiny sparkling marbles, a few clothes, but not much besides, in a sense. These remaining possessions in his room reminds us that one doesn't need much to live a content life here on earth. Father Cheria-chan lived a simple and humble life that would compel anyone to get close to him. He had a few words, but if he had a chance to speak to him, he was such a fun person who loved music. He was a good speaker and was also well known for his meaningful, soul-stirring, very short homilies. Father Cheria-chan made every celebration joyful. He had a particular charism to transform every celebration into a heart-touching one. He always carried gifts or sweets when he visited people. He helped everyone experience the new taste of the town, be it a new juice, a new dish, a new hotel, or even a new juice shop. He made young priests come together to sing and dance, which became a good time of worship and celebration, as well as a means of evangelization. He experienced the presence of the Eucharistic Lord very much in nature. Whenever he had an opportunity to have an outdoor Eucharistic celebration, he took great care to make it a natural setting, whether it be on the banks of a river, in a boat, in a garden, or even on a playground. On such occasions, he would delineate the presence of the Lord in nature, connecting it with the mystery of the Incarnation. Just like Padre Pio, Father Cheria-chan would spend hours in the confessional. For him, the sacrament of penance was a ministry of healing. People who approached him to make their confessions have vouched for this fact. His ability to listen to people empathetically and his availability at any time for administering the sacrament was a great solace to many young people and couples who knew him. People have testified to the experience of a merciful father in him during their confessions. Many young people felt encouraged to approach the sacrament of reconciliation frequently because of the availability and the attitude Father Cheria-chan had towards the penitents. Father Cheria-chan was also a man of integrity. He had deep convictions and had always stood by and lived by his convictions. Father Cheria-chan became a real father after donating his kidney to a poor young teenage girl in 2013 who suffered from a major kidney ailment. He made sure that she was healthy and joyful thereafter. He shared the reason for donating one of his kidneys. And that reason was, just like the Eucharistic Lord, who gives himself fully and completely. Father Cheria-chan never kept anything for himself, but shared everything with those in need, and should be given to the needy, and he stayed true to that belief. He never told anyone that he had donated one of his kidneys. Many came to know of it from someone else. His circle of friends included everyone young and old, married and unmarried, rich and poor people of other religions, people of different cultures and different continents. Love beyond borders was his lifestyle. Father Cheria-chan had been hit by a motorcycle. where he fell on the road, hitting his head on the pavement during his evening stroll on May the 13th, 2021. Someone carried the bleeding priest to a hospital, and on the way, he kept mumbling, "Jesus, Jesus." He suffered a severe head injury and was admitted to the ICU. According to the hospital authorities, it was a severe heart attack he suffered, which resulted in his death. The days that followed were tough for all those who had known the saintly priest. Many filled with pain and grief. Some even couldn't find the words to speak. Gradually, however, the assurance of eternal life and the conviction that Father Cherian was now in heaven interceding for all is what kept many going. Just like our Lord Jesus, Father Cherian showed many the path we must follow in order to get to heaven. And so now it is up to us to follow the examples of this saintly priest by bringing forth the love and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to all those we meet. Father Cherian Nerevitil, pray for us.
Your servant is listening over the night.